This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
No surgery for military transgenders. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Thursday, August 24. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
As part of the White House policy to ban transgender people from joining the military, the Pentagon is also expected to stop paying for current service members to have reassignment surgery.
A single winning ticket was drawn in Massachusetts for last night's $758 million Powerball jackpot.
A day after ripping the media and criticizing fellow Republicans, President Trump calling for a new unity among Americans.
And the top trends for food and drink on college campuses.
Boneless wings were the most ordered food by college students. You have cheese pizza in the second spot. And the third spot, which I thought was actually pretty unique, was the fact that taco salad was ordered 879% more by students than others. So while it's, you know, still taco is part of the name, there's a salad in there as well.
Caitlin Carl at Grubhub explains new research on takeout orders on campus. She's here in about 20 minutes. President Trump is taking a softer tone a day after he accused the news media of fomenting divisions and criticized lawmakers in his own party. He's now asking Americans to heal the wounds that have divided us.
We have no division too deep for us to heal. And there is no enemy too strong for us to overcome.
Speaking yesterday at the National Convention of the American Legion in Reno, Nevada, Mr. Trump largely stuck to his prepared remarks, saying it was time to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us. The president also praised members of the American Legion, the largest wartime veterans service organization.
We salute your service. The American Legion not only remembers history, you help keep history alive.
His comments on unity came in the wake of a white supremacist protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, earlier this month. The Pentagon is preparing its ban on transgender people serving in the military. The Wall Street Journal says the policy will allow Defense Secretary James Mattis to consider someone's ability to serve in deciding whether to kick them out of the military. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
A White House memo directs the Pentagon to deny admittance to transgender individuals and to stop spending on medical treatment for those currently serving. The journal says Mr. Mattis is expected to consider deployability, the ability to serve in a war zone, participate in exercises, or live on a ship for months at a time. Gender dysphoria is a condition that many professional associations have said requires medical treatment, including reassignment surgery that's considered by some insurance companies and states as medically necessary. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. The Journal says defense officials have been perplexed about how they can legally or morally justify separating open transgender service members from the service, especially those who were invited to identify themselves when the ban was lifted. Police at the University of Virginia say a white nationalist who figured prominently in a right-wing rally in Charlottesville that ended in deadly violence earlier this month has turned himself in. Christopher Cantwell was wanted on warrants for illegal use of tear gas 13 days ago when police say white supremacists bearing tiki torches marched on campus. Mr. Cantwell has said he believes the warrants are for his use of pepper spray against a man in self-defense. This was him at the rally.
Hopefully everything goes off peacefully. We get to say what we had to say and we all leave and nobody's worse for the wear.
A day after the white supremacist rally on campus, violence and clashes erupted around a planned Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Meanwhile, the city of Charlottesville yesterday draped two Confederate monuments with a black tarp as a symbol of the city's mourning for 32-year-old Heather Heyer, a woman who was killed while protesting the white nationalist rally. Workers using ropes and poles draped a statue of General Robert E. Lee in the tarp, Some of the crowd cheered as others took photos and video.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. We're coming to you today from the Dell Studios. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Tech Advisor. Democrats are optimistic that a 2018 election map that currently favors Senate Republicans will eventually be turned in their favor, thanks to President Trump's low approval ratings. But Susan Ferriccio, chief congressional correspondent at the Washington Examiner, says current race ratings show a tough road ahead for Senate Democrats. Susan, explain.
You know, 2018, the congressional map looks really good for Republicans in the Senate because they've got fewer vulnerable seats up for grabs, whereas Democrats have almost seven competitive seats. That gives Republicans sort of the upper hand. But I think Democrats at this point are eyeing President Trump's low approval ratings. And given the fact that midterm elections often favor the party opposite the president's, and couple that with what they perceive to be low voter approval of President Trump, Democrats have more optimism now that they might be able to stave off big GOP wins in the Senate, and maybe they would even be able to win a couple Republican toss-up seats.
What does polling say at this point? I know it's far out. Are there any numbers?
You're not going to get a lot of good, early, reliable polling. It's all very preliminary. But the people who rate these races, you know, the real experts here who analyze the various things that go into how safe or unsafe an incumbent is, have found at least four Democrat seats that are considered toss-up, with three or four more that are, you know, potentially in very competitive ranges at this moment, such as Missouri, that's considered a toss-up, Indiana, for example. And then you have, on the Republican side, there are a couple seats that are also considered very vulnerable. And you've got Arizona and Nevada. Republicans there are, you know, going to be fighting for really hard to be reelected. But still, it's Democrats who do not have the upper hand at this point. Although, as was the premise of my story, they feel, given the president's approval ratings, that could change a dynamic for what would otherwise be a pretty gloomy outlook for them in 2018.
What about the role of fundraising here? Is that going to matter?
Oh, it's going to be huge. But money is everything in elections. And already you've got some very aggressive fundraising happening. Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, is fundraising for Jeff Flake, very vulnerable Republican in Arizona, already. And money is going to, you know, dictate who is, you know, the ads. It's very expensive to run these statewide ads in some of these states. It's going to be pretty big. And I think, you know, at this point, you don't, you know, Trump's involvement will also be critical. You have him weighing in on Arizona, where he gave a sort of endorsement of Flake's potential primary opponent, Kelly Ward, another Republican, which really makes this an interesting potentially proxy fight between Trump and McConnell, who, of course, is backing his incumbent, Jeff Flake.
We're speaking with Susan Ferriccio, chief congressional correspondent at the Washington Examiner. She's written a piece about the 2018 Senate map. You said, too, in the piece, Republicans have been eyeing takeovers in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kind of, what's at play, say, that's different from maybe what Democrats are hoping to capitalize on?
Well, Michigan and Wisconsin are interesting states. They they won. Trump won those states, as you know, but he didn't win them in the same by the same margins as he won in West Virginia, for example, where he won by more than 40 points. And so in a place like West Virginia, you're not going to have as much vulnerability for Trump and his poll numbers because he won by such a huge margin. There's an assumption that the voters there are more forgiving of what's happening right now, and he is more resilient in those states. But it's interesting, though, in Michigan and Wisconsin, where there was a slimmer margin of victory, you have sort of a more purple electorate. And I think that's where Trump's approval ratings may matter more. And it may make it tougher for Republicans to take a really good shot at those Democratic incumbents because of that. I mean, those will be the real testing grounds, I think, in 2018 for Trump.
Thanks, Susan. Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent at The Washington Examiner. It's 21 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, it was a tale of two Trumps in the desert Southwest. Within a 24-hour span, President Trump delivered one speech in which he tore into the media and members of his own party, and a second in which he called for national unity and love. Yesterday, he addressed the American Legion's National Convention in Reno, Nevada.
The American Legion embodies the spirit of patriotism that is the true source of our strength and the best hope for our future.
The about-face seems to reflect the president's internal debate between calls for moderation and his inclination to let loose. The owner of a Powerball ticket sold at the Handy Variety convenience store in Watertown, Massachusetts, has won an estimated $758 million, one of the largest prizes in the lottery's history. Powerball says on its website the single ticket matched all six numbers drawn last night in Florida. The odds of a ticket having all six winning numbers, 292 million to one. Supporters of former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who refused to stand for the national anthem to protest police brutality against blacks, showed their solidarity with him and his cause at a rally outside NFL headquarters yesterday, demanding that he be signed by the start of the season. Stanley Fritz of Citizen Action says the league has abandoned Kaepernick for exercising his right to protest.
The NFL has murderers, they have rapists, they have people who have beat their wives and written in a diary to say that they are God, and they might kill their wives. And those same players have had owners, general managers, people in the media all stand up for them.
More than 1,000 people, many wearing jerseys bearing Kaepernick's name, crowded the steps outside the NFL's Midtown Manhattan offices. So what does it cost to have a car? Well, according to a new study from AAA, owning and operating a new vehicle this year will cost you about $706 a month or $8,500 for the year, with small sedans the least expensive to drive. AAA evaluated costs tied to depreciation, maintenance and repair, and fuel.
Yeah, that repair. Especially these days. You buy some watered-down model, you get a fender bender, it costs you $1 million just to fix like the
just
infotainment systems.
I know, right?
Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. So as America's college kids move into their campus housing, here's a story about one of their favorite pastimes, eating. Grubhub, the online takeout marketplace, has done some research on the hottest food and delivery trends at schools around the country. Here's Caitlin Carl, trends expert at Grubhub. Caitlin, what have you found?
We found that some pretty stereotypical college food trends were included, such as boneless wings were the most ordered food by college students. You have cheese pizza in the second spot. And the third spot, which I thought was actually pretty unique, was the fact that taco salad was ordered 879% more by students than others. So while it's, you know, still taco is part of the name, there's a salad in there as well.
What do you think was some of the most cringeworthy data that came out of this?
Well, I think there was quite a variety in what students ordered. I mean, we saw things such as mac and cheese calzones, which I did not know existed. But we also saw foods such as Cuban sandwiches as well. So really a widespread choice of college favorites here. And then you have your traditional Chinese cuisine takeout. You have oven roasted wings, even honey butternut biscuits were one of the top ordered foods by college students. So quite the wide array, but I would say that these are very shareable, very comfort foods per se, which makes sense when students are away from home for the first time and maybe looking for a little extra comfort from their dish instead of mom and dad.
One thing that jumped out at me when I was looking at these numbers, students are 79% more likely to order late-night meals than other diners. Speaks to those late hours of studying or socializing or partying, I guess.
Yes, so we did see that students are much more likely to order during the late-night hours than a regular Grubhub user. And it makes sense when you think about what drives students to stay up so late, whether it's late night at the library, they got a great spot at a table and don't want to leave and just want the food brought to them, or if perhaps they were socializing late into the hours and wanted to grab a meal before they head to bed late at night. And when we looked into the schools, actually, that were ordering the most late-night meals, we found that Morgan State came in the first place, Michigan State in second, and the Berklee College of Music placed third in the schools that order the most late-night dishes.
How about the healthiest schools to shed some good news on this?
Absolutely. So while we do have our schools turning, you know, very unique calzones, we also see that schools are turning to healthy dishes as well. So we found that Penn ranked number one as the healthiest school in America. And in the second spot, we saw Rollins College. And in the third spot, we found Johnson and Wales University as the number three healthiest school in the U.S.
How about UPenn, healthiest school? Thanks, Caitlin. Caitlin Carl, trends expert at Grubhub. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Omaha Steaks offers a huge variety from premium steaks to skillet meals. This summer, I've enjoyed grilling them at barbecues. They also make the perfect business gift. Their gifts offer unique home cooking experiences from a trusted brand known for quality. Right now, you can experience for yourself what makes these business gifts so unique with an exclusive offer. Order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself or send it as a gift. The perfect business gift includes 4 bacon-wrapped tri-tip steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet franks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus free shipping and 4 caramel apple tartlets. This exclusive package is only $59.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type deal in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, omahasteaks.com. Enter the code DEAL in the search bar to send or experience this exclusive gift package for only $59.99.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. It is Thursday, August 23rd. Fourth, thanks for being with us. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump asks Americans to heal divisions. Winning Powerball ticket drawn in Massachusetts. Harvey is expected to become the first hurricane to strike Texas since 2008. Could make landfall near Houston tonight. More ride bookings for Uber, but the company still lost $645 million last quarter. Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill lost a no-hitter in the 10th inning on a walk-off homer in Pittsburgh. New Taylor Swift single will be released tonight, and The Judge, who's become a viral media hit. That story in about 20 minutes. Imagine getting an internal memo from your company asking you to call your member of Congress about tax reform. Large companies looking for every angle to prod Congress into making the corporate tax changes they've been seeking for years are turning to some in-house muscle, employees and customers. It's a story from Wall Street Journal tax policy writer Richard Rubin. Rich, what's up here?
Companies are trying to get this tax bill, once there is a bill, over the finish line. They're doing whatever they can. I mean, look, when you think about companies, they've got their sort of tried and true ways of getting what they want in Washington. They've got their in-house teams, their CEOs, their lobbyists, but they're doing more than that. They're looking to get their consumers involved, their customers, get their workers involved. They're helping sponsor advertising campaigns. This is, you know, they're trying everything because they see this as sort of a once in a long time chance to get the tax bill they want.
Wow. How would they use employees in trying to push a tax overhaul across the finish line?
Look, one thing to remember about Congress is that members have to face re-election, and members of Congress listen to their constituents. And so these large companies have employees all over the country. And so, it's the strategy can work sometimes to have your employees and, encourage them to say, go talk to your senators, to your members of Congress, to tell them that this is, that our business's tax situation is important to you too, as a, whether you're a middle manager or a sort of a line worker. And so that's, I was at UPS this week for an event that the Ways and Means Chairman had, and that's a company that's got 300,000 employees in the U.S.
Wow. So they can, again, make their employees do this, I'm guessing, but they can, strongly encourage them? How does that work?
Right. They can't, you can't make people do things, but you can encourage it. You can, use the tools you have, your sort of internal newsletters and internal videos, all the things that, we all get from our employers, they can give to their employees about, just trying to make sure it's clear what the company's position is and letting people know what they can do.
Wow. All right. So who else is involved? You mentioned UPS. Who else is doing stuff here?
So the other thing that's been happening is like this event at UPS, you've got big companies that are hosting senior members of Congress. So Chairman Brady was at Best Buy in Minnesota last week. He's at AT&T in Dallas this week. Speaker Ryan is at Intel and Boeing out on the West Coast this week. So these are the kinds of events that, they do during the summer when, Congress is not back here in Washington, and they're trying to sort of go around the country and the companies are essentially giving these members a platform to talk to their employees, to talk to their executives, to make the case to local media around the country, of the importance of this tax bill.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal tax policy writer Richard Rubin. He's written a piece entitled Companies Promote Corporate Tax Overhaul, and he's talking about how they use employees and even customers. So what about that? What about on the customer front? What can they be asked?
Yeah, so that can be a little trickier. I mean, I think it works more when you have sort of business customers and business suppliers. So, to go back to this UPS event yesterday, they had, a bunch of Louisville area UPS customers talking with Chairman Brady. These are sort of medium-sized businesses that also have something at stake, but both in what's good for UPS and what's good for those individual companies and what's good for them as individual taxpayers. And so it's a way, the big companies have the sort of clout to, like a magnet to kind of draw in these other, their suppliers and their contractors and get them noticed by members of Congress in ways, especially members of Congress who don't represent them directly in ways they might not otherwise.
Interesting. Last question. What about fractured interests here? Oh, I got all these different companies who probably want different things from Congress.
So this is the beauty of the moment that we're in right now, which is that there's this agreed-upon framework from Republicans before they left town for the summer break that basically said, we want to lower rates, we want to write off capital expenses as fast as possible, we're not going to do this border adjustment thing, and so we're going to do some other stuff, but we haven't said what it is yet. And it's that lack of clarity that has created, in some ways, this moment of unity in corporate America where everyone's excited about tax reform. That can't last.
Thanks, Rich. Wall Street Journal tax policy writer Richard Rubin. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, we know that somebody in Massachusetts is the big winner of last night's Powerball, taking home $750 million. In any context, that's an inconceivable amount of money to land in your bank account at one time. But how does that stack up to other famously wealthy people? According to Time Magazine, assuming you're the winner who takes the lump sum payment of roughly $443 million, you'll still be doing better than Celine Dion, who is only worth around $400
million. Sure. Celine got nothing.
Yeah, believe it or not, Gordon, you'll be wealthier than Justin Bieber, who has accrued $265 million in wealth. Judge Judy, amazingly, has a net worth north of $300 million, but her bank account will pale in comparison to yours, and you'll be the envy of two of the biggest names in music, Beyonce and Taylor Swift, coming in at $350 million and $280 million, respectively.
Yeah. Well, didn't T. Swift roll up, like, she's made like at least $50 million, like, the last 3 or 4 years or
something.
Yeah. So if you are ahead of her now,
yeah,
you ain't gonna be next year.
Yeah. Yeah, she's racked hers up in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah.
For sure. And Gordon, a British teen has become internet famous this week for his order at a McDonald's restaurant, a cheeseburger, hold the everything. A Twitter user named Ari shared photos of the order and the resulting receipt that featured a charge of 99 pence for the list of ingredients that added up to nothing. Ari said he originally planned to order a cheeseburger without pickles, but soon realized the electronic order station offered the option to remove every single ingredient. After removing the onion, ketchup, mustard, cheese, bun, and beef patty from the order, the teen was left with nothing but an empty bag and a 99 pence bill. The post eventually went viral, receiving more than 160,000 likes and 65,000 retweets. Jeez. It also inspired other Twitter users to imagine other unusual orders, like removing all of the ingredients except for ketchup, for example.
Mm.
So how would they serve that up to you? I just want ketchup. How would you get that exact? They just give you a packet, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, a couple packets.
Yeah,
maybe those little like white containers you can get by the where you get your soda and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe fill one of those.
Right.
Of course, they don't have lids. That's risky.
Right. That might be a little bit messy for sure. But I'm just a little bit confused about the holding the pickles situation.
Yeah.
That's the best part of any McDonald's cheeseburger.
I'm going to agree. The pickles and then just the right amount of onions.
Yes.
To me, makes that burger.
And a little shot of mustard, too.
Okay. Shot of mustard for you. That's fine. This is along the lines of the way my son orders stuff.
Yeah.
Can I have the cheeseburger, but without this, that, and the other thing?
Yeah.
And it's sometimes the server has to repeatedly ask. So it's a cheeseburger, but no cheese for him.
Right.
Yeah, just a plain burger. Nothing on it. He's one of those guys.
Just want a burger and a plate.
That's right. Thank you, Mike. It's 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Kashenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, forecasters say Tropical Storm Harvey is drifting erratically northwestward over the Gulf of Mexico toward Texas. Hurricane specialist David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center says Harvey is expected to intensify over the next 48 hours.
So our forecast calls for Harvey to become a hurricane before making landfall in Texas.
Harvey is expected to bring heavy rainfall to the Texas coast and southwest Louisiana over several days starting tomorrow and into next week. Forecasters say that rain may cause life-threatening flooding. Chaos and confusion is gripping Macau after one of the strongest typhoons on record hit the territory, killing at least a dozen people and leaving more than half the city still without water and power. Rescuers are searching submerged cars for trapped people. Many residents and tourists complain the government was woefully unprepared for Typhoon Hato and its destructive winds of more than 124 miles an hour. The White House is expected to tell the Pentagon in coming days how to implement a ban on transgender people in the military, according to a memo that says the Defense Secretary may decide whether to remove service members based on their ability to deploy. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the White House document gives Defense Secretary Jim Mattis 6 months to fully implement the ban. It also directs the Defense Department to deny admittance to transgender individuals and to stop spending on medical treatment regimens for those currently serving. Workers in Charlottesville draped giant black covers over two statues of Confederate generals to symbolize the city's mourning for a woman killed while protesting a white nationalist rally. While some onlookers cheered, others, like this woman, weren't too happy.
If something offends you, don't look at it. If you got a bad husband or a boyfriend or a bad dog, you know, just tell them no and keep on trucking. Don't just dwell on it. It's an inanimate object.
The work began yesterday afternoon in Emancipation Park, where a towering monument of General Robert E. Lee on horseback stands. Yes, Taylor Swift fans, she is back after wiping out her social media posts and then sending cryptic messages with snake imagery. The pop star has finally revealed her sixth studio album, Reputation, will be out November 10th. The first single will drop tonight.
All right.
I know you're fired up.
The time has come.
Mike just told me you were a big Swiftie back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't own any of her music,
uh-huh.
But I think she's a terrific role model,
uh-huh.
Good person,
mm-hmm.
Exceptionally generous.
Very interesting.
6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 20-somethings may be the most popular people in viral videos these days, but an 80-year-old judge is giving them a run for their money, and he's not even trying. Providence Municipal Court Judge Frank Caprio in Rhode Island has been winning hearts and clicks on Facebook with a mix of compassion, humor, and a rotating cast of the poor souls who have gotten tickets. ABC News says videos featuring the kind-hearted judge have now reached hundreds of millions of views. Mr. Caprio does things like call children to come up on the bench to help pass judgment on their parents. He works out payment plans. One video features a woman who racked up tickets and fines of $400. She broke down as she described trying to pick up the pieces after her son was stabbed to death. He dismissed all the tickets. The case has been viewed nearly 170 million times on Facebook and given subtitles in 9 languages. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.